And in China, the country has given the death sentence to the former head of the country's Food and Drug Administration, who was forced to step down in 2005 over charges of corruption. The 62-year-old Zheng Xiaoyu was found guilty of accepting nearly $1 million in bribes paid to get him to ignore drug safety standards. The sentence comes in the wake of growing international shock and outrage over China's admission it allowed poison toothpaste and cough syrup to be sold on the world market, resulting in mass sickness and death in Panama and other countries. China expert and director of the Rome-based Asia News Service, missionary Father Bernardo Chevalera, says China's struggle against corruption has international ramifications.
Every year, they arrest hundreds and thousands of people, of officials, but then 80% of them, they go out of prison without being judged. Now, the point is that Hu Jintao would like to stop this flowing of corruption, which is a real threat for the power of the Communist Party, because people are angry, they revolt against government officials, revolt against the Communist Party sections, and there are many uprisings. China now is becoming more conscious about this international problem of its corruption. The international community, they see the corruption of China just as an opportunity for them to earn money very easily.